please stop giving away your life. Instead, jump all in the thing that you're doing. Allow yourself to be passionate. If everyone says, what's wrong with you? You're obsessed about this. Yeah, I am that committed.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At some point, you have to jump all in. Some of you, this is your demarcation line. This is when you go get your license next, you go build next, you get your first clients next, you make this happen, you bring more people in. This is that moment for you. You can come here and take all this time and not go and immerse yourself in this and ask the questions and build, or you go back home and watch a bunch of Netflix. The average person in America, I know we got people from all around, but the average person in America does social media consumption for an hour or two a day, not creating, consuming. That doesn't count the 4 hours of television they watch in America. Well, 1 hour a day of social media, just consuming dumb stuff, is 7 hours a week. People say, I don't have time. I'm like, well, that's a whole work day. 4 of those a month, that's 4 7-hour workdays. That's 4 workdays gone a month for 1 hour of distraction. Well, over 2 months, That's 8 full work days. Over 3 months, that's 12 full work days. 52 weeks in the year, that's 52 work days gone for 1 hour lost a day of distraction. 52 work days. That's a month and a half. That's basically 2 months. You want to be more successful? Work 2 more months more every year. Not because you burn out, but because you don't engage with stupid stuff. Can I get an amen on a weekday? You know what I'm saying? The problem is most people are doing 2 hours a day of distraction, which means it's not 52 days. It means it's 100 work days a year. 2 hours of distraction a day, whether it's TV, media, or no focus, 2 hours a day is 100 days a year that could have been work days or family days or vacation days or celebrate your money with burrito days and your friends, whatever it is for you. Please stop giving away your life. Instead, jump all in the thing that you're doing. Allow yourself to be passionate. If everyone says, what's wrong with you? You're obsessed about this. Yeah, I am that committed. Don't apologize for it. Go all in. Whatever you're going to do, if it's going to change your family's life, when I saw my future wife sleeping under my bills, every hour writing now, every hour promoting now, every hour building now. From the moment I saw her sleep under my bills to 18 months later, I made $4.8 million. I don't usually tell that to audiences, but I tell you because you get that. No, you understand that. That's life-changing money. That's forever change in 18 months because I went all in. It was a hard time. And you know what? After I made it, I kept going. I kept levering it up, not to burn out, because I still feel it and I enjoy it. You got to jump all in. The last time I was in the desert on a grand adventure of jumping in, I got some pictures to show you. I got to jump all in with my friends out here in the desert one time. And you could already see the start of the trip together because my friends are laughing and I'm like, what are we about to do? It was kind of a surprise. I didn't know we were gonna go skydiving. I was like, what are you talking about? I remember we get in this little plane that has a little hole cut in the back, and we get in the plane and we start flying up. This picture is about 5,000 feet in the air. So we still got another 5,000 feet to go, and that's the fakest smile I have in the world. The guy on my right, he's gonna be the guy who straps to my back and we jump out of the plane. The guy on the left, I don't know, I think he's high. I don't know the guy. And I remember we go up and they keep telling us what we're gonna do. I start panicking, what are we gonna do? And my guy keeps going, don't worry. We're gonna jump out of the plane, and when this watch, the altimeter, when this says 5,000, you pull this little tennis ball and it will deploy the chute and will glide safely to the ground. I'm like, okay. He goes, so Brendan, 5,000, pull. 5,000, pull. I got it. Okay, I can do it. Okay, got it. So then we get up the plane. I'm with my friends. It turns, and my friend slides down the bench, gets the thing, and goes out. And I just see him falling to his death. Comes again. My friend gets to the door, falls out. I'm feeling panic. We get to me, he goes, okay, it's our time. And I know what to do. I've been in personal development. It gets to my time. And all of a sudden, we start sliding. I'm feeling nervous. So I'm like, we start sliding down the thing. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. I'm trying to fire myself up. We get to the door. I feel confident. And he goes, one. And I look at the door. I'm like, ooh. He goes, one. I go, no. He goes, two. I go, no. He goes, three. I go, no. And he throws me out of this thing. And he's sitting there like Buddha. I think he's high. And we start falling. 200 miles an hour. I love this picture. You see me screaming through my legs. Looks like I pooped my pants. None of your business. 200 miles an hour, you are falling. It's so loud. It's just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And all of a sudden, as we're falling, I freak out because I don't know if you can see it in this picture. Something goes wrong. Do you see it? Let me zoom in. Well, one, the hair is being ripped from my body, which is wrong. And it's... But then the little thing, the little strap on my eyeglasses snaps off, which is not a big deal unless you're falling at 180 miles an hour. All of a sudden, I'm screaming, ah! And all of a sudden, I was like, ow, ah! And then it catches wind. I forget what I'm supposed to do. So thank God I had somebody who knew what I was supposed to do, because he starts pointing at the ground. He's screaming, Brendan, Brendan, 5,000. He's pointing at the ground. I'm like, ah! So like a good leader, he goes to show me my altimeter, to show me the 5,000 to, you know, to get me to pull the thing. And he goes to show me, the problem is I'm Gumby, flying around and screaming. And he goes to show me, and he goes, poof. It don't sound like a lot, but at 180 miles an hour, when your hand hits your face, poof, I was like, oh my God, why did you hit me in the face? Poof, he hits me again. I'm like, oh, okay. So I reach out, I go back to grab that little thing, and I grab it, and I go, okay. He goes, okay. And I pull the thing, it goes, bam, poof, like this. I remember my leg going up above my head and coming back down. I was like, I didn't even know I could do that. It's not like the commercial I saw for this. The commercial saw much more easy. You go up, you're laughing with your friends, you jump and you glide down. This is what they tell you about entrepreneurship. Oh, jump in. It's gonna glide down. Do you know what happens? Here's my commercial for my skydiving experience. You go up, you're nervous. Okay, what do you, 5,000 pull, 5,000 pull. Watch your friends fall to death. Watch your friends fall to death. Watch your friends fall to death. Okay, you turn. Yes, I can do this. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, yes. Whoa, no. You're floating there. And then he goes, okay, Brendan, as you come down, just remember, you're going to lift your legs. Okay, yeah. I'm looking around and you're terrified, but you jumped in all of a sudden. You know you did it. You know you're successful. I'm floating there and all of a sudden, he's like, what? I'm like, whoa. He's like, what? I'm like, whoa. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, man. Yeah. And then he goes, okay, Brendan, lift your legs. I go, why? He goes, otherwise you'll break them. Oh, okay. You lift your legs, you land, and then my friends, we got, after you do it, you get what your friends call that hero shot. Yes. Yeah. 1 year from now, many of you are gonna come up on this stage because you jumped all in and it was scary as hell. You're gonna be here because you jumped all into your service to the world, and it was scary, and you screamed, and then it was beautiful because you were there with the person who got your back. Someone's got your back. Someone in this room is gonna serve you. You're gonna go all in together. Is that true? Say, I'm here. We all go all in.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.